You are listening to Let's Talk About It podcast, the show for real talk about real situations and topics. I'm your host, Rodney. This is episode number one. Let's get this show started. So, listen, this is like my 10th time trying to get a podcast up and running. It's not that I failed in those other 10 times. I think that my expectations were just wrong. And what I mean about that is, so on Facebook, I have like, you know, over 1,000 and something friends, right? And I thought that at the minimum, I thought that I would have at least 700 views. That's at the minimum. But boy, was I wrong. I kind of felt like, you see, sometimes I would get 10 views, sometimes I would get listens. I'll get 3 listens, 2, you know. And I'm not gonna lie, like it really hurt me, because I just really couldn't understand how the people that said that they supported me didn't support me. But what I learned, though, is that it's human nature. People will say they got you until it's time for them to have you, right? But I kind of blame myself. The first reason why I blame myself is that not recognizing those 10 people that listened, because those 10 people were supporting and those 10 people were important. Number two thing that I blame myself for was placing my faith in man. You know, like, I tend to talk about God a lot because I'm a very spiritual person. But my thought process is that, you know, I put God in everything that I do. And a lot of times, you know, in doing that, you know, you feel invincible. You feel that you can do anything. But, you know, me being human, you know, sometimes that fell by the wayside and I was really depending on everyone else. You know, and the thing about that is that when you do that, you set yourself up for failure. You really do, because I posted this on my Facebook page, but I really believe that all of us are born with a gift, right? Every last person is born with something inside of them that has to be birthed into the world. And a lot of times people go a lifetime trying to find what that is. And it's right under their nose all the time. You see, some people might think that singing is their gift and they're supposed to bring it into the world. And, you know, let's be real. A lot of those people that believe that aren't that good of a singer, but they can write songs. But because they have it made up in their mind that, you know, it's for them to sing, they never tap into their real gift. And that's the gift of songwriting. Right. So they can really write. But it's just like a lot of people do that. And when you're trying to hone in on what your gift is, I believe, and I'm no expert, but I believe that gift is what keeps you up at night sometimes. That gift is when you lay down to go to sleep and you got that idea on your brain, or you got that business plan or idea on your brain, that invention on your brain, that song, whatever that is that keeps you up at night. Or when you're at work, you find your mind drifting to that one thing. I believe wholeheartedly that's what is your gift. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what's supposed to be birthed into the world. And a lot of times when you don't hone in on that, there is somebody somewhere in the world that is depending, that is literally depending on you to birth your gift. Like, think about that, right? There's somebody somewhere that needs that thing inside of you for them to go on. It might be the gift of speech. It might be telling your story. See, a lot of us, we have, you know, things that might have happened to us in our lives. And a lot of times, you know, you hold back because you're afraid of what somebody else might say. Right. So we go through life and we go through life like nothing has ever happened to us. Or some people do the other thing. Some people sit and they say, oh, I went through this, that and the other and blah, 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 blah. And I'm stronger and this, that and the other and blah, 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 blah. But my thought process is, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but I like to see people with scars. See, because when you wear your scars and somebody sees, oh man, what happened to you? How did you get over that? How did you this, that, and other? That opens the dialogue. Because what you got through, them suicidal thoughts that you had, whatever it was that you were going through, somebody needs to hear how you got through it. They don't need to just, you know, see the smiles and this, that, and other. Some people need to see. We spend a lot of time on social media and we're scrolling, right? We're scrolling through. We're looking at everybody else's lives. And when you start doing that, you start looking at your life like it just doesn't matter. You start looking at your life like it's a failure. You're looking at your life and you're like, man, I'm not understanding that that's just what they want you to see. Think about when you're taking a selfie, how many shots that you take. You might take 50 shots for that one shot that you're going to post, right? Like, think about it. You take 50 shots for that one shot that you're going to post. So you, when you're looking at other people's lives, and I'm not saying don't, because I get inspired by a lot of people, and that's where it stops. I'm inspired, but I don't want to be them. Back in my younger days, that's how I used to be. I used to see something and I'm like, man, I really want to be like them. And then you know what? I had to shake that off and realize that I'm dope myself. I myself, I'm good enough for me. And see, you got to have thick skin nowadays. And so many times people hide behind, it doesn't make you tough. When you can sit back and say, oh, nothing ever bothers me, I'm this, that, and the other. Something bothers everybody. But nobody wants to show the real them. So you got a lot of people walking around here hurting inside, but they feel like they can't tell nobody. And on the flip side of that, sometimes you go tell some people stuff and then you find out that your business all in the street. So you got to find that common ground, that common ground. So anyways, like I said, I'm starting this one. I'm going to do something different with this podcast. I have the equipment and the capability now that I'm able to podcast with anybody anywhere. And what I'm thinking about doing is on my social media, you know, posting a topic, you know, this is what, you know, I want to discuss today. This is what I want to do today. And if you like that topic and you really want to get in on that topic, you just hit me up. Hey, I'm interested in doing that. And all you have to do is call me. And you call me, I plug it into my system, and we talk. Now, in saying that, right, it's like we all have different viewpoints. So the point of this isn't to I'm right, you're wrong, you know, you're right, I'm wrong. No, it's just open dialogue, a safe place that we can just talk. Just talk and be real and realize that what you have to say can really, really change the course of somebody's day. For a lot of people, you know, who follow me on social media, I post just positivity because that's what I'm about. I've spent, you know, countless years sometimes holding on to stuff, being upset about stuff. That stuff does me no good. And in doing that, man, I felt like I lost so much time not birthing my gift into the world. Now, I'm tempering my expectations this time because my only expectation is I just want to help somebody. I just literally want to help people. I just really want to provide a place that we can just talk. So, you know, to round this out, this is the first episode. You know, I'm new to it. I got a little sound pad. You know, let me see a couple of these. Got that one. I'm sorry, I didn't know it was going to be that long. But like I said, I'm learning as I go. And if there's anybody out there that would like to, like I said, help out, be a part of, collaborate, that's what I'm here for. Like, that's what I don't know everything, and I'll never say that I know everything. So once again, the podcast is called Let's Talk About It, a platform that we can all come together and just have great dialect. So I look forward to, you know, getting this out there. I look forward to, you know, just collaborating.